Right, I'm with assistant managers Ant Johnson, Bern Morley. They're having a beer, they deserve it. They've been promoted. How does it feel, boys?
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. There's been a lot of pressure on us this season. When I say us, I mean the football club. No sort of secret as to what the ambition is here. Missed out last year on penalties, obviously, and we had to put things right. So to win it the way, to win it after the pressure that's been on us, it feels good. It feels good because there were a few nervous moments throughout the season, but ultimately we feel we've been the best side. Arrogant pushed us to the wire, but you know, the consistency that we've shown throughout has got us there.
You talk about the consistency before this game. You've gone 11 unbeaten. You've done it in front of your own fans as well today. That's special, isn't it?
Yeah, it was meant to be. Like you say, I like what John said about the pressure and the lads feeling today. Maybe that, you know, maybe that played a part today. But all that matters is that, you know, he's winning the league, and you know, the fans had some excitement last 20 minutes. You know, everyone was on the edge of the seat. That's what they paid the money for, and we've had great celebrations. So fair play to the club with that.
Yeah, and the second half performance, especially, you know, right back in that game, and he got give the crowd something to shout about there, didn't they? The lads who came off the bench as well. You know,
I think one thing about this side is that they've proven over the season is they never beat. They've shown that they've come back. They've been relentless in terms of coming back. You know, we've probably 6-7 times in the last 12 games we've come back, and that's desire, that's, you know, that's character, that's, you know, that's the culture we try to create in the changing room. But you know, like John says, we've been doubted more than one occasion, and we just keep coming back with the goods, and that's what we'll continue to do.
But you put that pressure on yourselves as well, because you want to deliver, don't you?
Yeah. Listen, we 9 years we've been doing this. Next year will be our 10th. Beginning of every single season, we don't sit there and go, let's stay up, let's get our feet on the table, see what the league's about. We want to win every league. We're driven. We're very driven people. It's our character. And as I keep saying about the character, the pressure, we put that on the players. And one or two, I think, have been a little bit, not scared by it, but almost sort of, they're relentless, these two. And sometimes your performances can be affected because of that, because it's all about winning. But that's what we try and create. People talk about philosophy. People talk about what your culture is. We try and create a winning mentality. Everything we do, we want to win. We want to be the best.
And how important is it, the squad? Because at the end of the day, you know, you've changed it a little bit in the second half. Askew's come on, he works his socks off, you get that every week. Fino's come on, held the ball up well, you know, got back into the game. Should have got an equaliser towards the end. I think the fans behind the goal were dragging it in, weren't they? Yeah. But, you know, how important is the squad, the whole squad, they've played their part this season, Bern?
Yeah, I think the substitutions over the last, again, I say it all season, have made massive impacts, and that's the joy you have when you're working full time. You get to know your players, and you having that continuity of having the same squad sometimes is a plus. But you know, 21 players this season, we probably don't know what they are yet. Probably another couple of years to know what, you know, maybe some more strengths and weaknesses. But subs have played a massive part in our success this year, and it's hard to explain to a player that they're not on the bench when they're on the bench. But the amount of times we've had substitution come on and impact the game, lads have started to accept it, knowing, do you know what, I want to come on and impact the game. That's where we're getting our joy. So they've bought into that, and fair play to them.
And your captain, Ogun, as well, been immense for you, hasn't he, this season?
Yeah, him. Well, the old back four, have you know? Yeah. Michael Nottingham, maybe Tory, you know, as you know.
Brilliant.
Ogs and Pidge have been consistent. And, you know, we talk about, we haven't had the amount of clean sheets we deserve because we try and attack. The onus is on us to attack the opposition. We probably concede goals we shouldn't concede, to be honest with you. And you can see at times, but we concede in the last minute at 3-1, 3-0 up. We concede, the lads are fuming because they don't get the clean sheets they deserve. There should be a lot more, but really pleased for Ogs. He gets it more than anybody off me and him. Got to be a strong character to be our captain. Over the years, we've probably only had four or five maybe, and we want him to play the way we manage, if that makes sense. And he's been relentless with the players within the changing room, talking about the pressure, talking about the mentality, and he's took the shit off us at times when he's probably not, you know, not warranted it. But if you're going to be a captain for us, that's what you get. That's the story you've drawn, and that's the way we are with him.
And at the other end, Jack's been knocking him in. You know, everybody's been chipping in, haven't they, throughout the season, really, for you, which is important.
Yeah, I don't think we scored as many goals as we'd like to. You look at Harrogate, 100 plus, and you know, I think we're what, 80 summit. It doesn't matter as long as you win leagues, and we've won 1-0s, 2-1s, 3-2s. We've never really battered anyone this season. We've had a couple of 4-0s here and there, but we've not had that continuity of beating sides well. But again, it's what you pay for. You know, you can either look well and win the odd game 5 or 6-0, or you can just do what we've done and be knocking at the door all season and having them tight games. But it creates that winning mentality and that you know, that sort of can't it's gone, but it's, you know, all them hard fought wins create something in that changing room, and and they appreciate them wins even more, and it gives us that platform to go into the next game time and time again.
What you're saying there is exactly this side never knows when it's beaten.
Never know.
I think there was a stat I said the other day about we've won 27 games and 19 of them have been by the old goal. We've got a record for the most amount of comebacks, you know, from being 1-0 down, 2-1 down, whatever. And up until today, we had the best points per game ratio outside of Man City in the top six leagues. They're doing something right. You know, of course you want to win 4-0 or 5-0 every week, but this is Division 6 of English football. This isn't the Champions League. And you have to look at the pitch to see the stakes in, and I've said it before, the biggest compliment I could pay the lads at times is their ability to adapt. Yeah. You know, for what, 2-3 months of this season, we've not been able to get on our training ground. We've had to train on mud, we've had to train on 3G, one day, something to the next. That's just the way we've had to do things. So, massive compliment to the boys, week in, week out, changing facilities, but coming up with the goods every week.
Yeah, and the supporters today, phenomenal, right behind
you. Like you said there before, it almost felt like they were sucking the ball in the net. And we were gutted, we didn't get the equaliser because you wanted to hear that roar, you wanted to hear that emotion released. But, you know, it didn't matter in the end.
The bottom line is, guys, non-league football, there's a lot of quality in there, you've got a lot of pressure, you've delivered, you know, you made the people of Salford really proud today. Fantastic. Enjoy your night, go and enjoy it, you both deserve it.
Appreciate it, pal, thank you.
Good man.
All right.